Melissa Broder had been through cycles of anxiety and depression. Medication and therapy wasn't working, and she didn't feel like she could talk about it in her daily life. So in 2012, she started an anonymous Twitter account called So Sad Today. She had no idea how this account would take off. It now has more than 350,000 followers around the world and is seen as being a forerunner of the so-called Internet Sad Girl movement. Melissa has now gone public and written a book about the experience. She told Lauren Smith she never felt like she was part of a movement.
If I started something, it was accidental. You know, certainly I have some of my favorite Twitter accounts might be considered bordering on the sad. Mira Gonzalez is a great Twitter. And also, I mean, really, the people I follow, and I have a list on my Twitter account that I call Sad Twitter. But in terms of, you know, it's funny, like people ask me about the Sad Twitter movement, and I'm like, I'm not an anthropologist. I'm kind of just somebody who is like trying to save their own life. And any other effects were sort of secondary.
Celebrities like Kristen Bell, for instance, have recently publicly revealed their depression. Do you think people like you being so open about your mental illness has encouraged this revelation of depression amongst high-profile people?
That I'm not sure of. You know, I think maybe the climate is slowly changing, but it's still a very scary thing to reveal about oneself. And I don't know how much of an impact I've had on that, or whether it's just, you know, my account just came around at sort of a concurrent time. I really can't say, but I think it's a really good thing for people to be open about this stuff, so there's not so much shame and secrecy.
With your inner thoughts being so public, how do you maintain a divide between your public and private lives if you intend to do that? And also, how do you take and respond to personal criticism?
In terms of public and private lives, no one's going to see everything. So Sad Today, I see it as not so much a character, but something that is one part of me. But then there's all different other facets that make up me. And so Sad Today is really a release and a place for me to express this part of myself that I never felt like I really had the ability or the freedom, probably somewhat through my own fears, not just like social pressures, but really through my own fears, I didn't feel like I could really express this stuff. And so Sad Today is a place where I can sort of channel all of that unspoken. But that doesn't mean that in my life there isn't, you know, a ton of stuff or there a lot of other parts of myself that don't go into the Twitter. I think that in terms of personal criticism, I mean, there's all different types of criticism. You know, there's Twitter criticism where people kind of, it's sort of like sport hunting where people sort of like go out and they're looking for people to kind of take down and, you know, kind of waiting for you to do something that they don't like. So with that, you know, it's just to be expected. Certainly criticism of my art, you know, I take it like any artist, probably too personally, but then, you know, you let that go. And then in terms of criticism of myself as a person and as a human being, there are people who matter to me and who really know me. And if one of them were to say, you know, to criticize me, I'd really take it into consideration. So I think there's different levels. And really, I'm my biggest critic. I have a committee inside my head that's usually doing quite a number on me. So it's hard for people to come up with things that I haven't already come up with myself.
You must be quite a strong person in some ways to withstand being such a public figure and probably receiving quite a bit of trolling on the internet. What would you suggest to people who want to do a similar thing to what you've done in terms of being really open about their mental illness on the internet or otherwise, in terms of how they can respond to criticism, especially if they're already in quite a fragile state?
That's a very good question. And I don't think I have all the answers. I only have my experience. And what I'll say is that, you know, doing it anonymously at first, there's no way I would have started So Sad Today if it hadn't been anonymous, you know. And so it's really each person's journey, you know, and each person has to sort of weigh, you know, their own desire for connection with the fact that sometimes when you reach out for connection, you don't always get the response that you want. I don't know if I have advice so much as just my experience to share, which is, you know, I think the anonymity of it was a really beautiful thing, and it worked for me, and it was very healing in a lot of ways. But, you know, in terms of like what they might call haters, or I don't respond because I'm like, if I acknowledge, then it's kind of like I don't want anyone to know that I've even acknowledged. And often I won't even block a person because I really don't want them to know that I acknowledge them. You know, it's like I don't even see it. Like, I don't even see you, you know, and that's sort of my style. But everyone has their own style.
Melissa Broder, author of So Sad Today, the book and the Twitter account. She was speaking with Lauren Smith. So Sad Today is published by Hatchet.